And this next fight promises to be a bloodbath. I'm Spank Miller, along with the great Gordo, Rhines.
Thank you, Craig.
And working
Thank
the ring.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Working the ring is the Jubinator, Ja Dunham. And yeah. We're going to meet the fighters now in this fight of business owner versus employee.
That's exactly right, Craig. We have first the owner, Robert Hernandez. So what's the deal? Do you have a disgruntled employee on your hands here?
You know, the guy's always late. Takes too long for lunch. Got to get those hours in.
And what is your business?
Boxes for you.
So I guess you're in the boxing business. That's not that funny. Okay.
No, I like
our contestant over here, our employee.
It's all right,
this
George.
Is Chris. Are you a disgruntled employee, Chris?
Absolutely.
Are you beaten down by working in the box business every day?
Absolutely.
Is he a bad boss?
Horrible.
You want to whip his ass?
That's going to happen.
Okay.
That preacher never seen a box till he got married.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, George.
All right.
And thank you, Mike.
It's all good to be here. Let's hear from Rich Phillips.
Our next fight tonight is business owner versus employee.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
First to my right, out of the red
tonight.
Corner, ooh, 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 the business owner at 5'11", 195 pounds. He hails from Murphy, Texas.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
He is Robert Hernandez. The disgruntled employee out of the blue corner at 5'11", 233 pounds. He's from Barney, Texas. He's the Stormin' Mormon, Chris Meagher.
Wait, one of them's a Mormon?
Yeah, so Chris also is the only one with a nickname. He's the Stormin' Mormon, so we'll call Robert the non-Stormin' Mormon.
That's a weak nickname.
So he can have a nickname.
I gotta be honest, I
practice polygamy
here.
All right, very quickly.
Is this a polygamous fight, too?
Who do you guys like in this one? Mike?
Give me the polygamist.
Gordo?
I don't know that he's a polygamist. He may be a bigamist.
Mm. I like the boss, and I'm afraid we may have some brother-in-law going on in this thing.
Oh, we better not.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Well, Lawrence will be watching.
Jesus, that's a flurry.
Punches left and right.
It's going to knock him back to Salt Lake City.
Boy, he's letting that bitch know who's boss.
Hey, they are standing toe-to-toe, exchanging punches.
Like two rabbits going at it.
They have not stopped since this round started. They've each thrown about 200 punches.
There is no brother-in-law going on here.
The boss is killing his employee.
This is Armageddon.
Retract my statement.
Robert has landed several to the face. But the Storm and Mormon is trying to storm back. Yeah, now they've tired a little bit. We still have a few seconds left in this round.
Oh, jeez. This is violent.
The boss has landed two big rights.
That guy's going to see Joseph Smith before nightfall.
That's the end of round one. I don't know who to give that round to.
Boy,
there's so much action there.
Yeah.
That was a draw. Boss. That's the boss, clearly.
Yeah, the boss took that. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The boss definitely got the better of it. Although, the Storm and Mormon, with his 9 wives and 14 kids, a couple who are wives.
Unconfirmed.
Actually came back pretty good.
I thought he held his own. I thought
he did
both
hold
of those
his own,
guys.
But you're right. The boss did land more punches, I think.
Yeah.
Many more.
And there was no brother-in-lawing going on.
No.
That's such a relief. That's the last thing we need on fight night.
We don't want brother-in-law.
We've seen that before out of our board ops.
Yes.
It was a very disappointing
fight. We still haven't gotten over that.
Yes, of course. Who could remember the headline fight of Lauer? Who could forget the headline fight of last year?
Which
how
was
disappointing
what?
That was.
I already forgot it. Oh, here's round two.
Oh, here we go.
They're back in the ring. It doesn't start out with quite the flurry that round one did.
They're out of gas.
They're sizing each other up. Probing, if you will, although that gets me excited.
Look at all this. Whoa.
This is a comeback to the Storm and Mormon, I think.
Yes, it is.
The employee is now giving it to the boss.
The game is slowed down for the Storm and Mormon.
The Mormon took one on the jaw.
And there's another.
Down goes the Mormon.
Brigham Young is frowning on this.
Warren Jeffs is angry.
Somebody call Lavelle Edwards.
He was given the 10 count, and he does not respond. This fight is over.
Oh, my goodness.
As called by Lawrence Cole, our referee.
The employer is seeing the irony of having to pay for the medical insurance.
It was the boss, Robert Hernandez, with a roundhouse right to the face of Chris Meagher, the employee, and he dropped the Storm and Mormon. And for the official decision, let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
And the business owner versus the employee goes as a knockout tonight. 24 seconds into the second round, our winner, the business owner, Robert Hernandez.
He said that like Gloria Campos. Yeah.
Unnecessary.
All right, let's go to George.
A Mexican that can wireless and own a business.
He's listening on this medical treatment that's going on right now. Is he okay?
He's fine.
How are you doing, Chris? You look a little woozy.
It's hurting.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's, your ear's bleeding and your face is bruised.
Ooh. It happens.
How many wives do you have?
Ryan wants to know how many wives you have.
None.
None.
Thou sayest that I have none.
How many sister wives?
They talk like Amish.
Okay, come on. The guy just got knocked out. Give him a break, would you? Well, hey, thanks for participating in Fight Night, and will you make it into work in the morning?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're a good employee, Chris.
Knock his special underwear off.
Yeah, here's our winner, Robert Hernandez, the boss. Man, you landed about five or six haymakers to
little Mormon
your own employee. Didn't you kind of feel sorry for him a little bit?
I did a little bit. I did. He's a big guy, so I had to come. I had to bring it.
So you told me before the bout, you guys didn't really hate each other, but you like sports, yeah, and you just wanted to box.
Yeah, we compete all the time. Play basketball, football. So it's kind of the next step.
That's pretty cool that you'd fight like that, and you gave it a good effort. We appreciate the effort here tonight.
Is he going to give him the day off tomorrow?
Yeah, does he get the day off tomorrow?
Chris, you get the day off, buddy.
Hey, you got a day off. There we go. So everybody wins.
That's where you go. Why don't you guys kiss?
Yeah. Well, we
don't no.
They're taking Chris off for medical attention, I think.
Keep talking to him. Why don't you go find out what's going on with the medical attention?
He didn't mention, by the way, that Chris is hourly, so the day off means no pay.
Nah, he's good. Right, Chris is good.
Well, you sure he's good?
Yeah, he's giving thumbs up.
He had a bloody ear.
Yeah, that's no big deal. Oh, my gosh, look what's in the ring.
Does he love the Osmonds?
Hi, ma'am.
Now, George, let's talk to these girls and see what they're all about.
Oh, my goodness, look at that. God, look at this.
Hey, ma'am.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
What's your name?
Candace.
Really?
Yeah.
How long you been working for Corona?
I've been doing promotions for them for a year.
You know what's wild? I almost wore the same outfit tonight.
Nah. Really? You look good in it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, talk to that other one. You can almost see her birth canal.
How you doing?
I can't throw with my left hand.
Okay, that's a weird name. What's your name?
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal, okay.
Meth? Is her last name Meth?
Crystal, are you having fun throwing out visors here?
I am. I wish I could give one to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You like her, George?
How long, you been working for Corona?
George has no game.
3 years.
What's that?
3 years.
Yeah, is it a good time?
It is.
Yeah.
He's horrible.
So, George's trying to pick up
like
a girl
boxing?
In the bar.
On the Wii, I'm really good on the Wii.
Are you?
Tell
Wii
her
boxing?
Tell her if she was in a lineup, you'd finger her.
I'm sorry.
It's a cop joke.
All right, it's good to see you. It's nice to meet you.
It's a cop joke.
What?
A cop joke?
Nothing.
It's nice to meet you.
Well, what? That went horrible. That was terrible.
All right, try to Mac on the other one. See if you can score with her.
No, I'm not going to try to score with the Corona
Look at
girls.
Her. Look at that, George.
Come on, George.
Young enough to be my daughters. I can't do that.
I think I like the one in the
I admire
yellow.
You for that, George. You got to stay in your own demographic.
Let's hear it for the Corona girls here tonight.
Look at that. You can see where they were connected to their mommies.
Wow. And, of course, they are in the ring because this is Corona Fight Night. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors.
Sure enough.
And thank you to Time Warner Cable Sports. They're televising tonight's fights. This weekend, you can watch the bouts Friday morning on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel 185 at 10:30. That's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning at 10:30. Saturday at 11:30 in the morning or 5 in the evening. Sunday at 6 in the morning or 10 in the morning. Available Saturday on video on demand as well. We've had a monitor here in the booth, and we've seen the fine work that the cameramen are doing tonight. So thank you to Time Warner Cable Sports Channel 185 for helping us.
This is interesting, Craig. Did you know that in the history of Fight Night, we have never had three knockouts before in a night?
Really?
Yes. And we've already had three knockouts, one TKO, and one decision.
I thought that said three knockers. No?
No, we've had that before.
Okay, I was wondering where he was going with that.
You know what?
Of course, that's Cat.
Through five fights...
B.R. Eastman loves three knockers.
We've seen a lot of action.
We have.
Yeah, this
we
has been good action so far.
I wouldn't say we've had a bad fight. Now, the preacher atheist was 12 seconds, but it was
action-packed
12 seconds, and that was a knockout.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a lot of action so far.
Look at the robe on this guy who's going to fight here in a second.
Yeah, what is he doing? He's going out to get the morning paper.
A plaid robe on.